Our next storyteller is Greg Corin. Greg Corin leads a double life. He writes novels for middle graders and young adults, and he also performs magic. Fortunately, he says his wife has a real job, so it all works out. Please welcome Rutherford B. Hayes High School, class of 80, Greg Corin.
In the summer of 1979, Chuck Hager became my best friend. We worked together at Gateway, an independently owned grocery store in Delaware, Ohio. We were stock boys. And when things were slow, Chuck and I would hang out in the back room, sitting on wood cartons of bottled soda, and we would just talk. Eventually, we started doing things after work. We'd go to Pizza Villa and grab a pizza, or we'd catch a movie. And it wasn't long before Chuck and I came up with our plan. We would pick a Saturday in August, and we would go to Cedar Point, an amusement park in Sandusky, Ohio, and we would each ask a girl to go with us. And the deal we made with each other was that if one of the girls couldn't go, then neither of the girls would go, and Chuck and I would go together. Now, Chuck knew exactly who he wanted to ask, Susan Dillman. Susan reminded Chuck of Melissa Sue Gilbert, who played Laura Ingalls Wilder in the TV series Little House on the Prairie. In Chuck's mind, Melissa Sue Gilbert was the most beautiful woman he'd ever seen, and thus so too Susan Dillman. But I had my eye on a different girl, a raven-haired beauty with sharp blue eyes by the name of Amy Huckabee. That's not funny. So Chuck and I, we talked with the manager of Gateway, and we picked that Saturday in August that we wanted to go. And then what was left was to ask the two girls. Well, in 1979, if you wanted to call someone, you didn't use a cell phone, not at my house. You used the wall phone in the kitchen. It had a long, curled cord, and you dialed each number with your index finger. If you made a mistake while you were dialing, say if you were terrified, then you would dial that number again and again and again until you got it right. And eventually I did. And Amy came on the phone, and I asked her if she would be willing to go to Cedar Point with me. And to my utter amazement, she said yes. Now, the implications of that yes were staggering for three reasons. The first was that Amy, like Chuck and Susan, she'd always been ahead of me by 1 year in high school. In fact, she and Chuck and Susan had graduated just the month before, whereas I still had my senior year to go through. So Amy was an older woman. Secondly, we were going to go to Cedar Point for the entire day, from sunup till sundown. This was a hell of a first date. And third, I had never asked a girl out before. I had never been on a date before. In fact, later in life, my mom confided in me that she thought I was gay because I had never shown interest in a girl. Well, it wasn't that I didn't have any interest in girls. I just didn't think they had any interest in me. But Amy said yes, and I was so excited that I couldn't wait to tell Chuck the good news. And so the next day at work, I told him the good news. And Chuck told me the bad news. Susan couldn't go. She had to work that day. Well, I had such a hard time accepting that. that the next day before work, I called the pizza parlor where Susan worked, Pizza Villa, and I got the manager on the line, and I said, hey, I'm a classmate of Susan's, and we're putting on this huge end of summer graduation party, and it wouldn't be the same if Susan couldn't come, and is there any way that you could make sure that she was free on that day? And the manager, who is this really nice guy, he said, yeah, that sounds really fun. I'll make sure that she has that day free. Later that day, I called back when I knew Susan was working, and I got her on the phone. I'd never spoken to Susan before. And I said, Susan, hi, I'm Greg, and I'm Chuck's friend. And listen, oh, God, I'm so sorry you couldn't go to Cedar Point with us. Chuck especially is heartbroken. This is crazy, but would you mind checking your calendar, work schedule one more time just to, you know, double check and make sure that you can't work? And she said, oh, yeah, okay. Clunk. Went the phone, and through the receiver, I could hear the chatter of the busy kitchen, and after what seemed like an eternity, clunk, she comes back on the line, and she says, whoa, that's really weird, because I know I had to work, but now I see that I'm free. And I said, oh, that's really cool. I couldn't wait to tell Chuck the good news, and so as soon as I saw him at work later that afternoon, I said, Chuck, you have got to call Susan again right away, and I told him what I had done. And that night, Chuck called Susan, and in his enthusiasm, thinking that she would be flattered by our attention, he told her everything I had done. And Susan, she wasn't flattered. She was really pissed, and she hung up on him. He told me that the next day, and he held up his hand for a high five. He said, well, man, it's back to you and me. You know, it's so easy to see the big moments in our lives. You know what I mean? We fall in love. We get married. We rent our first apartment. We buy our first house. We have kids. They grow up. They lead lives of their own. Maybe we become grandparents. What's so much harder to see are those small moments that make those big moments possible. And in Amy, I saw such a small moment. And I couldn't slap Chuck's hand. I said to Chuck, man, I am so sorry. I can't go with you to Cedar Point. I have to go with Amy. I have to. And Chuck said to me, I don't give a rat's ass what you do. That's not funny either. A couple of weeks later, Chuck went off to college. And I never saw him again. And in that summer of 1979, when My Sharona was topping the pop charts, Chuck Hager stopped being my best friend. But that day in August, Amy went to Cedar Point with me, and we were together the entire day, from sunup till sundown. And 4 years later, when I proposed to her, she said yes. And 26 years later, we are still together, aren't we? And I tell this story because it's the only example I can think of when two wrongs, a broken promise and a lie, made for me such a perfect right.
Everybody okay?